The president of Ukraine visits Capitol Hill today as President Joe Biden's request for an additional $110 billion aid package is at serious risk of collapse in Congress. The aid package would be for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs, but Republicans are insisting on strict U.S.-Mexico border security changes in exchange for that aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet privately with senators and new House Speaker Mike Johnson, then talk with Biden at the White House. Yesterday, he met with the International Monetary Fund, where he received promises from Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva.
We will continue to work closely with Ukraine, and we will continue to call on those who support Ukraine to remain steadfast in their financial support.
Zelensky says Ukraine's economy is bouncing back, even during wartime.
We have more jobs, more people come back. That's great.
Donna Water, Washington.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.